British folk music had a golden era in the 60s and early 70s, and in certain circles it's experiencing a renaissance. Music critic Will Hermes takes a look at the trend.
I climbed the peaks of glass with you and walked a world of brass with you.
If you've spent as many years haunting record stores as I have, you notice how things always come around again. Right now, for instance, there's a full-blown revival of 80s new wave. But a smaller and more unlikely musical revival can be traced to the reissue 5 years ago of a strange little record called Just Another Diamond Day by a woman named Vashti Bunyan.
Just another diamond day, just a blade of grass, just another bale of hay, and the horses pass.
When it was released in 1970, this record tanked, as they say in the music biz, and Vashti Bunyan retired from music. In an attempt to get herself back to the garden, so to speak, she became a gypsy, living in a covered wagon while rambling the British Isles. But with the reissue of Diamond Day 30 years later, she suddenly found herself being praised as an icon in a revised history of British folk music. Reissues by kindred artists like Shirley Collins, Davy Graham, Anne Briggs, The Pentangle, and June Tabor began turning up in hipster record shops. Browsing through the bins, you could also find lost oddities like the 1969 debut by the Foresters of Walesby, who wisely shortened their name to Forest, though even that didn't get them on the top of the pops.
Past shadows dark and bare, there is a glade somewhere. We'd go there just to lay through summer's leafy days. Come the winter, she has gone.
But what's even more interesting than the reissues themselves is how a new generation of songwriters are inspired by them. This is Robin Williamson and the Incredible String Band from their 1968 record, The Hangman's Beautiful Daughter.
The new moon is rising, the axe of the thunder is broken, as never was, not since the flood, nor yet since the world began.
Next to that in the folk music bin might be one of last year's critical favorites, The Milk-Eyed Mender, by a 22-year-old named Joanna Newsom, who, like Robin Williamson, plays odd ballads with harps and harpsichords that often sound like fairy songs from a psychedelic revival of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
This is unlike the story it was written to be. I was riding its back when it used to ride me.
The British folk virus seems to be spreading among artists that you wouldn't necessarily consider folkies. You can hear it on new records by Devendra Banhart, Wooden Wand and the Vanishing Voice, and Alistair Roberts. In Sweden, there's an Argentinian singer named Jose Gonzalez, whose sad ballads are being used on The OC, the TV series that's become a showcase for new music. British folk icon Nick Drake is clearly an influence on Gonzalez.
A compromise between honesty and lies.
Of course, all this interest in 60s British folk music tends to overlook the fact that modern British folk is alive and well. Richard Thompson has a traditional-leaning new record called Front Parlor Ballads, while singer Eliza Carthy has gone back to her roots on a new record called Rough Music. And while the reissue of Vashti Bunyan's Just Another Diamond Day inspired younger artists, it inspired Bunyan, too. She just finished recording her first solo album in 35 years, and she's also been making music with her new admirers, like the Trippy Kids in the group Animal Collective. Their recent EP, Prospect Hummer, recorded with Bunyan, makes a literal connection between the seraphic English folk of the 60s and its young fans. It's admirably weird music, and hopefully just the beginning of a long and wonderfully strange conversation.
Will Hermes is a senior contributing writer for Spin magazine.
I remember learning how to die.
just